I'm June Leffler in Wrangell. This small southeast town of 2,300 has no homeless shelter, so the local Salvation Army often steps in to offer assistance for people short on rent to keep folks off the street. Last year, about 20 Wrangell families took advantage of this, but Jennifer Bates, who runs the local branch, says she's been having to say no for the first time in 4 years.
I know personally I've taken at least 5 phone calls where I haven't been able to help people with either utilities or rental. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many my husband has done.
That's because the funding was exhausted by April. They were expecting relief at the beginning of the July 1st fiscal year, but that didn't happen. Bates says she told her clients to make the rent, even if that meant cutting back on groceries.
Decide to pay your rent, and we will try to help you feed your family, because that's what we're known for, right?
The reason the well remained dry after July was because of the state's fiscal uncertainty. Governor Mike Dunleavy had line item vetoed around $400 million from the operating budget, and the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation was in a holding pattern until the legislature and the governor could sort that all out. Wrangell Salvation Army is one of dozens of providers of homeless services that receives funding through the Homeless Assistance Program. The governor eliminated $3.6 million, half of its overall state funding, through a line item veto in the capital budget. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation says that'll translate to 20% less for homeless assistance grants like Wrangell's Salvation Army chapter.
It's happening statewide. I'm Renee Gross in Homer. A Kenai Peninsula nonprofit says it's already been stretched too thin. And now?
I can say that 20% reduction will definitely have an impact.
Love in the Name of Christ is a religious charity based on the Kenai Peninsula. Executive Director Leslie Rohr told me that means instead of cash assistance for rent, they've already been handing out tents and sleeping bags.
So that people have at least some shelter. But then, you know, just say we don't have the financial means right now for deposits, rent deposits.
Alaska Housing Finance Corporation spokeswoman Stacy Barnes says there's $1.6 million less for its homeless assistance program.
Shelters will not be able to provide the same level of service that they could with historic funding. Nonetheless, the doors remain open.
The Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness had urged lawmakers and the governor to spare social programs designed to keep people sheltered. Executive Director Brian Wilson says he's not optimistic about the coming winter.
It's just going to lead to increases in homelessness and have a negative effect for our most vulnerable populations.
For the Soldotna-based Love, Inc. charity, this grant money can't come soon enough. And Leslie Rohr worries how long it will last.
I would suspect that next year it will be this coming year will be out of funds much earlier than that. And that will actually maybe, still put us in that late winter cold season that we will be running low on funds.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.
And in Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.